Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, we're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And yesterday I began a message, just really got into it, entitled, And He Brought Him to Jesus. And I was talking about the ministry that every single child of God has, and that is sharing the good news of the gospel. However God would lead us, He knows the circumstances of our lives. We sometimes do not have the liberty, the freedom, or the time. For example, if you're a mother raising small children, or if you are working overtime as the head of a household, a husband, there are limitations to the various seasons that occur in our lives. But the point is, you have to be willing. He's not asking that you shun your responsibilities. I'm thinking of a situation, years ago when we had our church in Oakland, there was a sister who just wanted to be used of the Lord, and she was actually neglecting the proper care and the proper nurturing of her own children. God does not want that. We have responsibilities first and foremost that God has placed in our lives. And if you're a parent, that is your primary responsibility, that you need to raise your children properly in the admonition of the Lord. And so it's not a time that we relinquish our personal responsibilities before God, or that particular season that He's placed us into, the things that pertain to that. We have to be responsible and diligent, but also our heart is willing, as God provides opportunity, that we're willing to encourage someone, share a scripture, or offer, may I pray with you? So I've heard of people doing that to total strangers, and they were going through a difficult time. They were responding, of course, the person who made that offer, by the discernment of the Holy Spirit, and they were so exceedingly grateful. You would say, well, I don't think I could ever do that. Well, have you ever asked the Holy Spirit's help and just tried it? You know, all you have to do, I think that's one of the last comments I made on yesterday's broadcast, is be obedient to the Lord. You are not responsible for the outcome, the consequences. You need to act in love. You have to be sensitive and have wisdom. But after that, if you've done all those things and are pleasing in terms of what God would have you to do, being sensitive to the other person, then it's simply a matter of the results are up to Him. And don't feel that you've failed if you haven't prayed the sinner's prayer with them. Listen, all that that person may need, and God knows that they just need a word of encouragement or something to direct their hearts, even in the slightest turn toward the Lord. I remember a time in my life someone actually ministered about Jesus, and I just didn't want to hear it. Yeah, I told my aunt, I said, I'll never be in a church again. Okay, that's a case of eating your words, right? Yes, God does have the last say in our lives. So, at any rate, beloved, we have a ministry, each one of us, to demonstrate Jesus, to have the character of Jesus. And if we have the character, in fact, if we focus on that, to listen, don't worry about the gifts of the Spirit. That's God's province to give severally as He wills to each person. But if you're focused on having the character of Jesus, then of course the gifts will follow. That is just, that's His plan. So often we're seeking after the gifts as a sign of spiritual maturity and power with God, and that's upside down, beloved. We need to follow God's heart, to learn His love which is, you know, never fails. That 1 Corinthians 13 chapter, that beautiful chapter that Paul wrote, it never fails. It's not discouraged. It doesn't give up. It thinks no evil. And so if we will do that, we can well leave the results to the Lord. Now, the early church when we realize when Jesus was, he ascended to his Father, he gave them this commission, which I share with you, what we call the Great Commission, go into all nations, preach the gospel. And the early church went out, well, to be honest, it did take sometimes a bit of persecution that actually drove them out from Jerusalem. They were hanging around Jerusalem as long as it was a comfortable place. And what they did, though, God used the persecution and moved them out, preaching the gospel wherever they went, and it shook the Roman Empire to its very foundation. The Roman Empire was a pagan, selfish, idolatrous empire, and yet in just one short generation, the early church had shaken that Roman Empire from center to circumference and sparked a Holy Ghost fire in every area of that vast empire. Now we can say, yes, wasn't that wonderful? Praise God. Think about this, beloved. Think about the world we live in today. They didn't do it by television. They didn't do it by radio. They didn't do it by gospel tracts. The printing press would not be invented till centuries later. What did they do? They used a personal method. Everywhere the children of God went, they talked about the Lord Jesus Christ. They didn't sit immobile, continually receiving God's word in beautiful stained glass windowed churches, but they met where they could. They met in homes. They had something more. They were the church. It wasn't a building. The people, not a little handful of men or women in leadership sort of lording it over the people individually were on fire for God. And beloved, that's where revival starts, with the individual. If we want to see revival in this nation, I'm talking about bringing him to Jesus. We'll look at that reference, the scriptural reference. But beloved, it starts with you and with me. It doesn't take some fiery preacher or evangelist or pastor preaching wonderful message, which is thank God for that. But it takes effect. It begins when in the lives of individual Christians who become on fire for the Lord. And so what this early church did and what we are to look like, we're to talk like, look like, act like the sons and daughters of God, which we are. They were proud of their Heavenly Father, and they wanted to tell everybody about Him and what Jesus did. And so every child of God can win someone else to Christ. Now, you might, I can remember once I preached a message on fasting. He said, well, I can't fast. I said, no, that's not true. You can. Now, you may not be able to do a water fast, or there may be other situations in your physical health that you cannot, but you can always fast what? Fast sweets, fast coffee, fast television. There's the spirit of fasting, which everybody can do. So I don't want to hear you can't fast for the Lord, okay? Every one of us can be a witness for Jesus. And as our hearts are open, God will make opportunities where we can win someone else to Christ, or we can plant seeds. We don't have to see the reaping of that harvest, but if we plant seeds, beloved, the seeds have to be planted before a harvest ever occurs. But, and also with our prayer, you might be a shut-in. You may not be physically able to even get out of your home, but your prayers, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You can change what is going on in the nations of the world by your prayers. And also, another way, there are ministries that God has raised up, such as television ministries, evangelistic ministries, or ministries on radio, like we've been on daily radio continuously since 1965. And you, as you give finances to good outreaches, they are able to use those finances to reach out in ways through the internet, through the media, in ways that an individual person couldn't. And so that's just as much a factor as it's teamwork, working together for the sake of the gospel. Now, I said I was entitled this, and we brought him to Jesus. Well, as we look at the book of John, we're there in that first chapter, we're talking about Andrew. He wasn't any celebrity. He wasn't the Apostle Paul. He wasn't the eloquent Apollos. He was just an ordinary, everyday man, a fisherman by trade. And the Bible makes only 3 or 4 passing references to him. But what do we find out in that first chapter of John? He had found the Savior. Hallelujah. And what happened? The question is, how will he act? And 2 things stand out in response to that question. Andrew, when he knows about Jesus and he realized that he is the Savior, the Messiah sent into the world, he's immediately interested that somebody else be saved. And if a person is truly born again and yielded to God, that one person is vitally concerned that someone else may be saved. Paul states in Romans 8 and 9, "Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." So let's now read the passages found in 1 John. I'll start at verse 36. This was John the Baptist, the precursor of Jesus, if you will. "And looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold, the Lamb of God. And the 2 disciples heard him speak." They were disciples of John the Baptist, and they followed Jesus. "Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, What seek ye? And they said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? And he saith unto them, Come and see." And so let me pause here, because we will continue this passage on tomorrow's broadcast. But I do invite you to, as I always do, to send your prayer requests. You may have difficulty in this area. You may feel that you're not a person that is very forward. You may not feel you have much boldness. But it says in Scripture, the righteous are as bold as a lion. So even if you think, and by past experience, you haven't been as bold as a lion, that's not who you really are. In Christ, you are bold as a lion, as we all are, for the cause of Christ. I love you, and I thank you for joining me today. I pray for you every day, and I ask for your prayers as well. And as again, if you have personal prayer needs, the announcer will give our contact information. I look forward to receiving your letters. I love you. Thank God for you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.